Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financial Market Insights for Traders. I'm your host, Sophia, and today we're diving into a topic that has left many investors sleepless, stressed, and second-guessing their decisions: crypto volatility. If you've ever stared at your crypto portfolio in disbelief, wondering how it lost 30% of its value overnight, trust me, you're not alone. Volatility in the crypto market is real. It's intense. And for beginners, it can feel like you're riding a roller coaster blindfolded. But here's the thing, volatility isn't just a threat. It can actually be your biggest opportunity if you know how to navigate it. Today's episode is packed with practical, beginner-friendly strategies to help you stay grounded through the chaos. We're going to cover everything from dollar cost averaging and rebalancing to using stablecoins and researching altcoins properly. So if you've been burned by volatility before, this episode is for you. Let's get into it. Why is crypto so volatile? First off, why is crypto so volatile? Unlike traditional stocks that are backed by earnings, dividends, or assets, cryptocurrencies are mostly driven by speculation. That means their price is largely a reflection of what people think it's worth, based on headlines, social media buzz, or even a single tweet from a high-profile influencer. Add in the fact that crypto trades 24/7 around the globe, and you've got a recipe for massive price swings. For those of you new to crypto investing for beginners, it's crucial to understand this landscape. It's not just numbers on a screen. It's sentiment, psychology, and supply-demand mechanics all rolled into one volatile package. One-minute regulators in a major country announce a ban, and prices tank. The next, a Fortune 500 company announces they're accepting Bitcoin, and everything soars. The market reacts in real time, and those who understand these triggers are in a better position to ride the wave instead of getting wiped out by it. Strategy 1, dollar cost averaging. Now, let's talk strategy, starting with one of the simplest and most effective, dollar cost averaging, or DCA. This is where you invest a fixed amount of money at regular intervals, no matter what the market is doing. So instead of trying to buy the dip or sell the top, you're smoothing out your entry points over time. Let's say you invest $100 every week into Bitcoin. Whether the price is $20,000 or $60,000, you're still buying. Over time, this strategy helps lower your average purchase price and reduces the risk of going all in at the worst possible moment. Why is DCA so effective? It removes the emotion from investing decisions. It mitigates the risk of market timing. It helps establish a consistent, long-term investing habit. And if you're researching the best cryptocurrency to invest 2025, DCA helps you gradually build exposure to projects you believe in without getting crushed by short-term swings. Strategy 2, rebalancing your portfolio. All right, next up, rebalancing. Crypto markets are wild, and one coin can go on a tear and dominate your portfolio before you even notice. Rebalancing means bringing your portfolio back to your original target allocations. For example, if you plan for Ethereum to be 40% of your portfolio, but it shoots up and becomes 70%, it's time to take some profits and redistribute that capital across your other holdings. This isn't about abandoning winners. It's about maintaining your risk profile. Why rebalancing works? You lock in profits when assets surge. You avoid being overexposed to one asset. You stay aligned with your investment strategy. You can rebalance quarterly, annually, or after significant price moves. Apps like CoinStats or Delta make this super easy to track. Strategy 3, leverage stablecoins. Now let's talk about stablecoins, your best friend in a bear market. These are cryptocurrencies like USDC or USDT that are pegged to the US dollar. When things get rocky, moving profits into stablecoins can help you preserve gains without exiting the crypto ecosystem entirely. Benefits of stablecoins: protect gains during down markets, easily deploy capital to buy the dip, use them in DeFi platforms for staking, lending, or yield farming. Avoid the delay and fees of moving back to fiat. Let's say Bitcoin just rallied, and you're unsure if it'll hold. Moving some gains to a stablecoin gives you breathing room and lets you re-enter when prices stabilize. Strategy 4, do your own research. Now this one's big, do your own research. There are a ton of people on TikTok and Reddit hyping coins with no real substance. Jumping in because of FOMO, that's a quick way to get burned. So, let's break down how to actually research altcoins. Here's your altcoin checklist. Who's on the development team? What problem does the project solve? Is it actually being used? What's the tokenomics like? Does it have real partnerships? Is the white paper transparent? Are there frequent code updates on GitHub? And hey, security matters. If you're diving into altcoins, make sure you're using a secure crypto wallet that gives you full control over your keys and supports the tokens you're holding. Strategy 5, risk management is everything. Let's be real. Investing without risk management is gambling. Here are some basic crypto risk management techniques to protect yourself. Never invest money you can't afford to lose. Set stop-loss orders. Don't use high leverage unless you really know what you're doing. Keep your portfolio diversified. Use reliable, secure wallets and exchanges. Your emotional tolerance matters too. If price swings make you panic or lose sleep, adjust your positions accordingly. And if you're getting into margin trading, please use a platform that supports learning. I recommend checking out crystalballmarkets.com. They offer a beginner-friendly margin trading platform that doesn't overwhelm you. Strategy 6, follow trusted voices. There's so much noise in the crypto space. You need to tune into people and platforms that deliver actual value, not hype. A great place to start is the Crystal Ball Markets podcast. It's clear, actionable, and beginner-friendly. Perfect for those of you looking for a cryptocurrency podcast beginner resource. Listen to, learn what's actually moving markets. Understand broader trends. Stay grounded and informed without doom-scrolling Twitter. Also, engage with communities, Discord, Telegram, forums, but vet your sources. Not all influencers have your best interest in mind. Strategy 7, know the laws. Finally, let's talk legality. Before investing, make sure you ask, is crypto legal in my country? Laws vary dramatically. Some countries are crypto havens. Others have outright bans. Checklist. Know your local crypto regulations. Understand tax implications. Use regulated, transparent platforms. Watch out for offshore exchanges that aren't accountable. Staying compliant isn't just about staying out of trouble. It's about protecting your capital long term and being prepared for institutional adoption. Final thoughts. All right, let's wrap it up. Volatility is part of the game. It's not going anywhere. But with the right strategies, DCA, rebalancing, using stablecoins, doing your homework, managing risk, listening to trusted sources, and knowing the legal landscape, you can turn volatility from an enemy into an advantage. Remember, you don't need to chase every pump. Every mistake is a lesson. Patience and discipline beat hype every time. Long-term thinking pays off. If you're ready to take control of your crypto journey, check out crystalballmarkets.com for a beginner-friendly margin trading experience. And don't forget to subscribe to the Crystal Ball Markets podcast for weekly insights you can actually use. Stay strategic, stay secure, and don't let the wild market shake you out. That's it for today's episode of Financial Market Insights for Traders. I'm Sophia. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in the next one.